come on, you good time cowboys, and listen to my song. I will not make you worry, I'll not detain you long. Concerning some wild cowboys, the dead agree to go. Spend a summer pleasant on the hunt of the buffalo. When I found myself in Griffin in the spring of 83, when a well-known famous drover, he came walking up to me. He said, how'd you do, young fellow? How'd you like to go? Spend the summer pleasant on the hunt of the buffalo. Well, me being out of work right then to the drover, I did say, going out on your buffalo road depends upon your pay. If you pay good wages, transportation to and fro, I think I might go with you on the hunt of the buffalo. Said, of course we pay good wages and transportation too. If you agree to work with me until the season's through. But if you do get homesick and you try to run away, you're gonna starve to death out on that trail. Guess what? I'll soon lose your pay. All that flattering talking, he signed up quite a train. Some 10 or 12 in number, all able-bodied men. Our trip, it was a pleasant one, and hit that westward road. Till we crossed old Boggy Creek in old New Mexico. It was there our pleasures ended, and our troubles all begun. It was a lightning storm just like last night that hit us. It made all our horses run. We got all full of stickers from the cactus that did grow. And the outlaws watched it pick us off from the hills of Mexico. Season it ended, and the drover would not pay. And you drank up all your wages, boys, you're all in debt to me. Those cowboys never had heard of such a thing as that old bankrupt law. So we left that drover's bones to bleach on the trail of the buffalo.
Thank you very much. The Trail of the Buffalo. Thank you. All right, mighty fine. It's nice to be here in the high country and see people with cowboy hats and beards out there. It reminds me of the old days. Yes, sir. Driving the cattle up from Mexico. I met a guy once, actually, that did that. He did it late in the fall. You know, he was when I met him back in the 70s, he was in his 80s, and he was an old pro hand. He'd made up. He said there was this mule that he used to love because the mule saved his life on that run. Because they came in a snowstorm, and that mule was his companion. He rode that mule, and it laid down beside him and kept him alive. You believe that? I can sell you a bridge. No, it's true. I met that guy, Jack Davis. Here's a song I'm sending out to Rocky out there.